This is my impression of a stand-up comic. I'm Steven. I was just driving here thinking about, has anybody ever actually seen a clean whistle? No? My mom said, because I grew up to be a libertarian comic slash trash man, that I had fulfilled her expectations of turning into my dad, who was also a deadbeat who threw his vote away. Yeah, good to be back out doing this. I have literally not been doing mics for like 2.5 years probably, and that wasn't directed at you, actually. I was actually joking. But yeah, it's been a while. I've been doing time and trying to do shows again. It's been fun doing shows like up and down the East Coast, because I mean, I've taken so many road trips growing up that, you know, I was like, why don't I have some fun, do some comedy on the way, and getting ready to go to Atlanta after this. I love Atlanta, but it's really weird. Like, it's the only place, first of all, that I ever saw a homeless person actually eating the dog kibble out of his dog's paws, and his dog was eating the Quiznos out of his bag. I don't know. And also gas station Chinese. I shit you not. Literally went down 2018 and I did my first ever show in Atlanta. It was so good. Only 6 blocks of walking to the show. I didn't bomb that badly. But I got down there and realized, oh, this is a Tuesday night and it's 11 o'clock. I just dropped my stuff in the hotel before I went to the show. There's nothing open to eat. So you know that feeling in your stomach when you're about to eat shitty food and it's just accepting food poisoning, basically. So I go to this gas station, and I don't know what was more alarming, the fact that I go in there and I see the guy behind me, a delivery driver, pumping gas and then running and making a sandwich for me, or the fact that it was actually good. And the guy ended up, of course, remaking it for me, and they said, you were even lucky that we were open. There was this guy who ran in right before you got here who ordered a ton of subs because he said he lost his Quiznos earlier. And I was like, you guys actually make subs? So I left and I went to my hotel room. And I get there and I put it in my refrigerator. And in the morning, I'm supposed to wake up to a complimentary fucking breakfast. Just give me one, please. I wake up to dry white toast, dry plain Cheerios, which, by the way, is racist. So it's just the best glance I ever had with this dad in the kitchen. We're looking at each other like, are you serious? So I get outside to my car, I get the directions from the hooker out there, and I left, and I get all the way to North Carolina. It's 3 hours later, and I pull into this gas station, and I'm getting my car gassed up. And this guy pulls in one of those, like, the trailers on a home, you know, or like a trailer that's on your truck. You know, it's a home on the run. And I literally see him pull in. He just gets it in park. He jumps out and he runs up to me and he's like, yo, you got $3 in change. And I was like, no. And got back in his car. He's gone. I was like, well, there's so much wrong with that, but why $3? So another half hour of driving. And I get down to what I think is a sobriety checkpoint. And I even, like, when I was peak alcoholic at that time, I was actually sober that day, thankfully, just a lot of weed. Like I said earlier, did I even say what's on my mind? Weed? Maybe. I can't remember. So I get to North Carolina, and this cop who stopped me at the sobriety checkpoint, he's like, buddy, so we're looking for this guy who apparently stole a mobile home, like one of those homes that is on the back of a truck. I was like, I cannot believe this, but sir, while I have you at a stop here, can you tell me where Quiznos is? He said, yeah, you have to turn around and get back to Atlanta. Thank you guys so much. This has been a lot of fun. And looking forward to doing it again. A lot of love from Charlottesville. Peace out.